Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some hauntings don't arrive all at once. They seep into a family through cracks in the years, quiet and careful at first, almost gentle in the way they make themselves known. And then, before anyone realizes what's happening, the strange moments start to stack, and a house stops feeling like a home. For her family, the haunting began before she was even born. Her older brother was just a toddler then, 2, maybe 3 years old, that sweet age where imagination blurs with memory and adults smile at things children insist are real. Except her brother wasn't playing pretend. He would talk to empty corners of the room, carrying on full conversations with someone he insisted was there. He called it the man. And because he was named after their great-grandfather, the family assumed it must be his spirit watching over them. A comforting thought, a reasonable one. Something a family could hold on to without feeling afraid. But comfort has a way of clouding the truth. Because looking back now, her mother realizes she was wrong. Whatever her brother spoke to wasn't their great-grandfather, and it wasn't watching over them. It was waiting. After she was born, the activity didn't fade. It escalated. There was a day her sister was babysitting her, a normal afternoon filled with the innocent chaos of siblings, and yet she remembers it with crystal clarity. She was small, still learning her way through the world, and all she wanted was to follow her sister down the hallway. But when she stepped forward, something stopped her. A white figure filled the hallway, blocking it completely. Not glowing, not floating, just standing there like it had always been part of the house. It didn't move. It didn't gesture. It simply existed, a pale shape where no shape should have been. And she knew, even as a child, that she wasn't meant to pass. Her sister was just steps away, but the air between them felt sealed off. Then came the bells. It was December, the kind of cold that makes the house feel smaller, quieter. Her mom had hung bells in one of the open doorways, just festive decoration, nothing unusual. But one night, the entire family was jolted awake by her brother sprinting into the bedroom she and her sister shared, face flushed with panic. He said the bells started swinging on their own, violently, and then dropped to the floor. No draft, no pets, no open windows. just bells moving by themselves until they fell in one loud final clatter. After that, the nightmares began. Not the typical childhood nightmares that fade minutes after waking. These were visceral, violent dreams. Too real, too physical. Like her mind wasn't imagining them, but remembering them. Night after night, the dreams tore through her sleep, leaving her shaking and breathless. She was too young to explain them, too young to understand them, but old enough to know they weren't normal. And then, strangely, everything cooled down for a few years. Not gone, just quieter. A breath between storms, but storms always return. She was 9 when things ignited again. She and a friend were sitting on the couch facing the kitchen. It was around 8 in the evening. Her mother had run across the street to the gas station, just a quick errand. The house was calm. The TV was on. The two girls were talking about something silly, the way 9-year-olds do. Then the sound split the room. A huge metal pot, one of their biggest, lifted, flew across the kitchen and slammed into the refrigerator with a force no child, no draft, no explanation could account for. The pot wasn't anywhere near the edge of the counter. The windows were closed. The air was still. She and her friend just stared at each other, both thinking the same thing, wind, because it was the only thing they could come up with. But the lie was too thin. That pot was heavy. It shouldn't have moved at all, much less launched itself across the kitchen. From that point on, the activity didn't just continue. It targeted. It was always her, her friends, her brother, and her mother who experienced the worst of it. Never her father. Never people outside the immediate circle. As if the entity, whatever it was, had preferences. Her brother heard things in his room. Her mother smelled things, scents that would appear and vanish without reason. And she and her friends, they got the brunt of it. Objects fell from shelves. Lights shut off without warning. Things were thrown, hard, deliberate, angry. Even a disembodied hand appeared once, hovering just long enough for them to see the outline. But the event that struck her sister, the only time anything ever happened directly to her, was different. Not violent, not disgusting, but deeply unsettling. Her sister and her boyfriend were sitting in her room when the temperature dropped so sharply, it made their breath visible. It was the middle of summer, no fans, no AC vents blowing directly on them, just a sudden unnatural cold that wrapped itself around them like a blanket. And then, all at once, the overhead light flickered. Once, twice, and every picture frame on the wall shifted downward at the exact same time, tilting themselves by the same angle as if an invisible hand dragged them all in unison. Her sister ran out screaming. Her boyfriend refused to come back inside the house for weeks. By 11, the intensity faded again. Not completely, never completely, but enough that she could breathe again. Enough that the house felt merely uncomfortable, not dangerous. But her nightmares never stopped. They grew so violent she couldn't sleep alone. She would thrash, jerk, hurt herself in her sleep. Someone always had to lie beside her. Then came 14, and everything changed. By the time she turned 14, the quiet spells, the calm stretches where the house seemed to sleep, were fewer and shorter. It was as if the activity had been simmering beneath the surface, waiting for her to reach an age where it could press harder, show itself more boldly. And the strange part, it always got worse when she wasn't alone, when her friends were like amplifiers. Whenever they stayed the night, the house seemed to wake up, its personality shifting into something sharper, more alert. Lights that usually flickered would shut off entirely. Items that merely shifted an inch would fall to the floor. Sounds that used to be faint became unmistakable. It was as though the entity wanted witnesses, wanted her friends to see exactly what she lived with every day. One night stands out above the rest. It was late, sometime after midnight, and she and two of her best friends were in her room, sitting on the floor, half watching a movie, half talking about nothing in particular. The kind of easy, drifting conversation teenagers fall into. The curtains were drawn, the house was quiet. And then out of nowhere, something bright caught their eye. A light outside her window. At first, they figured it was one of the exterior house lights, nothing unusual. But the glow wasn't stable. It pulsed. brightened, shifted. She and her friends all rose at the same time, drawn toward the window in a kind of hushed confusion. They turned off every light in the room, leaving only the TV screen flickering behind them. But the light outside didn't disappear. It moved. Slow and smooth, large and shapeless, as if it were a floating lantern being pushed by an intelligence rather than any wind, it was far too big to be a flashlight, too bright and too controlled to be a passing car. She remembers the expression on her friends' faces, the same astonishment, the same dawning fear she felt rising inside her. That's when the panic set in. They bolted into the bathroom, slammed the door, and locked it. Three terrified girls huddled on the cold tile floor, whispering frantic possibilities. Is someone outside? Is someone messing with us? Should we call her mom? Call the police? But none of the explanations fit, and none of them wanted to open the door long enough to check. They stayed there for 2 full hours, 2 hours of listening, breathing, waiting. When they finally emerged, hearts pounding, the light was still there, still moving, still present. And nothing about the world outside the window had changed. No car, no person, no sound. Just the impossible glow drifting back into the dark. Her friends begged their parents to pick them up early the next morning. They didn't sleep at her house again for a while. By then, her relationship with sleep had already deteriorated. The nightmares had become so vivid and violent that she couldn't trust herself to sleep alone. She would thrash, jerk awake screaming, or wake up hurting from some involuntary movement. She would wake up in tears, breathless, shaking. Sometimes she remembered the dreams, other times she remembered nothing, except the fear that clung to her chest. And still, the presence in the house remained selective. Her father experienced almost nothing. Her sister only had that single incident, but her mother, her brother, her friends, and especially she herself, were targeted the most. It was as though the entity recognized certain people, leaned toward them, wanted to interact with them specifically. Then she turned 16, and whatever had been lurking in the dark decided it no longer wanted to be subtle. She had a boyfriend at the time, a good kid, one her mother trusted enough to let stay over when her work shifts ran late. They weren't doing anything they weren't supposed to. They were just teenagers trying to feel safe in a house that rarely offered it. One early morning, they were lying in bed together, the room dim with winter light, when she heard it. A soft, pitiful whimpering coming from near the heater. Instantly, her heart lurched. Her dog, Bear, was older by then, and she thought he was hurt. But before she could get out of bed, her boyfriend said quietly, "Bear's over on this side." And he was. Bear was stretched out against her boyfriend's leg, still asleep. Yet the whimpering continued. Not loud, not aggressive, just steady, pained, and very close. It seemed to rise from somewhere beneath the heater, or behind the wall, or inside it. But the heater was under the bay window. If the sound came from outside, there would be paw prints in the snow. They bundled up, grabbed a flashlight, and went outside. Nothing, no tracks, no disturbed snow, no injured animals, just silence. They went back inside, trying to convince themselves it had to be the wind, or a dream, or some kind of strange echo. But as soon as they stepped back into her room, the whimpering returned, this time from the wall beside her bed. A solid brick wall. Her boyfriend went pale. There was nothing they could do, nowhere to check, nowhere to look. The sound simply existed. Trapped inside brick, echoing out at them like a hurt creature that didn't belong anywhere. Things like this happened intermittently, rising and falling in waves, enough quiet to make them think it was over, enough activity to remind them it wasn't. By 17, the haunting escalated into something far more personal. She and her boyfriend had broken up and gotten back together. They had a new dog now. Bear had run away, something she always felt uneasy about but tried not to dwell on. Life had moved forward, but the entity, whatever it was, had not. One night around 2 in the morning, her boyfriend took the dog outside to pee. She heard the front door open, heard his footsteps, and then heard footsteps again coming into her room. She felt the mattress dip beside her, pressure sinking down exactly where someone would sit. She didn't even think. She just rolled over to look at him. and no one was there. The bed was indented. The pressure had weight, but the space was empty. Her breath froze. She stared at that dent for a full 15 seconds before it slowly released, rising back to its natural shape as if someone invisible had stood and walked away. She stayed frozen until her actual boyfriend came back inside. When he walked into the room, the air felt wrong, cold, charged, as though something had left only moments before he stepped in. 2 months later, shortly after her 18th birthday, the thing finally allowed her to see it, and that moment changed everything. It happened on a night that began just like every other, quiet house, dim bedroom, the usual unease she'd long since learned to fall asleep with. She was 18, exhausted from school and work and everything her family never quite talked about out loud. The activity in the house had been unpredictable lately, loud one week, silent the next. Enough inconsistency to lull her into thinking maybe, just maybe, things were turning around. But hauntings don't taper off. They escalate. She was asleep when the sound woke her. Glass breaking. It came from across the room, a sharp cracking snap that jolted her fully awake before she even had time to understand it. Her first thought was the dog. The new one. The one they loved, but who always seemed unnerved by the house's energy. Maybe he'd knocked something over. But as she sat up, blinking through the dark, she didn't see a broken cup, a fallen picture frame, or anything out of place. She saw him, a man, solid, defined, standing in her room as casually as someone who belonged there. He looked to be in his 60s. Tall, around 6 feet, with salt and pepper hair combed neatly back. He wore an old-fashioned white shirt tucked into black pants held up by suspenders with gold buttons. His clothes looked like they belonged in another decade, another era, another lifetime. He wasn't translucent. He wasn't a blur. He wasn't a shadow. He was there. She froze, completely still, eyes wide, breath short, mind grasping for any explanation that wasn't the truth standing right in front of her. The man wasn't moving. He wasn't threatening. He was simply watching her, studying her with a strange, heavy calmness. And somehow, in that moment, her mind chose denial. It has to be a dream. It has to be. She lay back down and closed her eyes, forced herself to sleep. Later, she would question that reaction, why she didn't scream, run, hide, wake her mother, wake the whole house. But fear does strange things to the body. Sometimes the mind shuts down before the fear can. But whatever the entity was, it didn't appreciate being dismissed. A month later, the nightmare came. It was the worst one she had ever experienced, a kind of horror so intense that even after waking, her lungs struggled to remember how breathing worked. She dreamed she had awakened in her room. Everything looked exactly the same lamplight, the same shadows, the same quiet stillness. Her boyfriend was asleep beside her. Nothing looked distorted or dreamlike. It was her room, her bed, her world. But something was wrong. A crushing panic rose inside her so quickly her body couldn't process it. She tried to move, tried to shake her boyfriend awake, but she couldn't. Her arms wouldn't lift, her voice wouldn't come. She was fully conscious inside an unmoving body, and the terror of that alone nearly suffocated her. Then she felt it, a presence leaning over her, slowly, deliberately. She forced her eyes upward and saw the old man's face hovering inches from hers. Not neutral this time, not calm or watchful or curious. He was smiling, laughing, a wild, silent laugh she could feel rather than hear. Her lungs locked. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't blink. She couldn't scream. Tears leaked down the sides of her face from the pressure building in her chest. Her heart hammered against a body that refused to respond. The room seemed to close in on her. The air grew hot, her vision blurred, and all she could see was his face inches from her own. Then she woke up, really woke up, gulping for air, coughing, shaking so violently she couldn't sit up. Her boyfriend jolted awake beside her, clueless to what she had just gone through. She didn't tell him everything right then, and she couldn't. That nightmare wasn't the same as the others, and it wasn't the same as the glows of light or the flying pot. It wasn't the same as any random noise or shadow or flicker. This one felt deliberate, intentional, and personal, and it confirmed something she had been afraid to say out loud for years. Whatever haunted her house wasn't just something. It was someone. And that someone had taken an interest in her specifically. She tried to rationalize it, tried to tell herself the dream was just a dream. But the fear didn't fade. The memory didn't soften. Every night afterward, she found herself listening for movement, waiting for voices, anticipating the moment the presence would return. The house felt different now. The weight of the air had changed, and she knew deep down that the old man wasn't finished. Her experiences continued, some subtle, some violent, all unsettling. Footsteps in empty rooms, breathing where no one stood, pressure on the bed at night, objects shifting just out of sight. Her nightmares returned with a force that made sleep feel dangerous. Every night carried the possibility of another visit, another suffocating paralysis, another moment of being watched by something she couldn't understand. She lived like that for months, then years. And as she grew older, the question grew with her, why me? Why her and not her father? Why her and not her sister? Why her mother, her brother, her friends? But always her the most. She wondered if the entity hated her, if its attention was rooted in anger or resentment or something darker that had built over the years. But hate wasn't quite the right word. Hate was emotion. Hate was human. This thing wasn't emotional. It was focused, targeted. From the moment she was old enough to remember, it had followed her, stepped toward her, watched her, waited for her. And now, looking back across the years of strange lights, disembodied hands, flying pots, cold spots, footsteps, whimpers inside brick walls, and the figure who finally revealed himself, she can see the pattern clearly. It wasn't random. It wasn't chaotic. It wasn't aimless. It was attention. She doesn't know what it wants. She doesn't know why it chose her. And she doesn't know if the haunting is tied to the house or the land or her family or her. All she knows is this. It has never stopped, not completely, not even now. And some nights when she wakes up too suddenly or when the room feels too quiet or when the dark seems a shade too thick, she swears she can feel someone standing there. In the same place he once stood, watching, waiting, as if smiling in the dark.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.